Yes, indeed, you're listening to The Conversation on Radio Islam International. Time to extend the conversation by chatting to our guest, Life Coach Sumaya Kuvadia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sumaya.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi Ijaz.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, doing good. A very interesting topic again, Sumaya. Let's start off at the very beginning. How do humans become emotionally toxic?
A toxic person is sitting with so many undigested bits and pieces of emotional wreckage, and their toxicity permeates through the walls of all their relationships. You know, sometimes what happens is we have a tendency of focusing on issues somewhere in the middle, and we try to work through it from that point on. This method is ineffective due to the fact that we need more clues, more information as how and where the origins of a behavior resides. So if we look at toxicity, you know, toxic people, no one is born emotionally toxic, nor do we one day just wake up and feel emotionally toxic. Mm-hmm. It's experiences that carved out emotional toxicity. You know, all avenues of release are malfunctioning, resulting in the holding onto of toxic emotions arising from unacceptable, painful experiences in the past. Hmm. And understanding this is crucial because it gives us a framework to start with. We can't end all our relationships that are toxic, because at times it's not just a toxic neighbor, you know, a toxic friend or coworker. Mm-hmm. It's close to home. Mm. It's a toxic parent, a sibling, spouse, child. And yes, in the 21st century, you know, at times we get divorced from toxic spouses. But can we get away from parents, siblings, or kids? So for a while, we may be able to do that, you know, just create that space. But we cannot break off relationships with our parents, with our children, or even our siblings. Mm. And physically toxic person, you know, is holding on to toxins in the body. When we look at a physically toxic person, you know, they go to a doctor, they get a diagnosis of high toxicity levels. Then it's medication that is prescribed to bring down that level. Mm. And if changes are not made, you know, in lifestyle and, you know, doing what the doctor orders, the person can become extremely ill physically. Now, when, you know, when a doctor gives them this this diagnosis that, you know, they have a lot of toxicity in the body, they don't become defensive as to why am I so toxic and sick. They instead become proactive to achieve a state of health. Mm. Now, an emotionally toxic person needs to adopt the same mindset. You know, becoming defensive only hurts. Emotional toxicity destroys the very essence of your being. It eats away at your soul. It creates, again, so much of devastation and destruction all around you. And if you don't heal your wounds, then you're going to be bleeding on those who didn't cut you. Mm. And for, you know, for today's show, Ijaz, yes, I know there was just so much of, you know, wonderful interaction on Facebook, you know, regarding this question that you put up. And, you know, everybody seems to be talking about or focusing on, you know, just toxic people that are all over that we can detach from. But for today's show, we are focusing on those close to home, the parent, the sibling, the spouse, and the child.
Right. So what are the characteristics or character traits of a toxic parent, sibling, child or spouse?
Well, Ijaz, you know, when we look at a toxic parent, maybe toxic parent, sibling, child, spouse, they are manipulators, you know. And yes, I know this is going to trigger a lot of emotions in people. But a toxic parent is, you know, manipulates all the time. They hide drama, hide conflict. Their feelings are always more important than yours. At times, even the truth gets distorted for their own agendas, you know. Another thing they do is that these people don't recognize your boundaries. They constantly undermining you. Again, they don't apologize. They make you prove yourself to them. You know, this happens a lot in parent-child dynamic, where the child has to constantly prove themselves to the parent. They never, never, ever do take responsibility for their own feelings, and instead it's projected onto you. And then again, they use their kids and others to accomplish their unhealthy goals. Nothing is ever their fault. You know, it's they try to gain sympathy and attention by taking on the victim status. This is something that, you know, a lot of children, even adult children, grown-up adult children, experience this. that their parents are constantly taking on that victim status. And, you know, their manipulative skills are so good, Ijaz. They know how to be kind to you when they want something from you. And they are the type of people, you know, that just focus on problems and not solutions. And their manipulative tactics will divert the focus of any discussion that you're having with them to how you're discussing an issue. So they would look at, you know, your tone of voice, your choice of words, etc. And they're not caring, supportive, or interested in what's important to you. So a toxic parent wants the child to feel sorry for them and responsible for what happens to them. And it's a cycle that keeps going on until the adult child breaks free. Because one important thing to understand is that a toxic parent's problems are never really solved. Just as you think, you know, you've sorted one crisis out, another one comes to the fore. And what they're actually after is your constant sympathy and support. And they tend to create one drama after another. And then, you know, all of this, these effects are draining on you as a person, as a child, as a sibling, as a spouse. And emotionally, you feel wiped out, hopeless, and helpless.
So, Sumaya, how do we best navigate these difficult relationships?
Well, Ijaz, you know, the first thing what we need to do is, you know, relationships are very complex, especially family dynamics. You can't just close the door and, you know, just forget that they exist. The toxic parent, sibling, child may not change, but you certainly can change your responses and, you know, your perspectives. So the first thing that is extremely important is get therapy. You know, this is so crucial because what happens is, you know, in therapy, you are working through everything that is going on with you. Because remember, toxicity creates wounds. It leaves you shattered on so many levels. And, you know, if you are the person that is continuously getting this toxic behavior, you know, spilled out onto you, then you're sitting with a, you know, with a shattered self-image if you are the child. Or if you are the, you know, if you are the sibling or if you are the spouse. You are getting this all the time on you. So your self-esteem is also not good. You're feeling helpless. You're feeling powerless. You're feeling like you need to depend on them all the time. So getting therapy is very important. Secondly is, you know, set down healthy boundaries. This will help you to create space for yourself, you know, from all that toxic spill. And then again, it helps you to understand your limits, what you won't put up with. Because when you're dealing with a toxic parent, it's all about them. You know, it's about serving their needs. So, you know, in the whole process, you don't even know who you are. You don't even know what your limits and your boundaries are. So this is going to give you that space. You know, just creating those boundaries, those healthy boundaries, gives you that space to start understanding yourself. And then again, it's always getting that good support for yourself. You know, that inner circle, getting that support where people on, you know, in your circle can be there for you in your down moments, can be there for you to encourage you to become better as a human being, you know, not holding on to all of that resentment. And then also, it's, you know, become clear on what you want from the relationship, you know, with these people that are close to you. Remember, you are not alone, and nor are you crazy or disrespectful when you're trying to create boundaries and a little bit of space from your loved ones.
So, Mary, you were saying that this topic might trigger some out there. And judging from some of the messages we've got already on the WhatsApp, I'll read them to you a bit later. I'll start with the questions that have come through. This one saying, what if I just realized that I am toxic and have been treating my kids and loved ones like this for decades? Is there hope to change?
Wow, alhamdulillah. Firstly, I'm going to tell this listener that that is amazing. You know, you've reached the step of awareness, and awareness is everything. It's already taking you there, halfway you are there. And yes, there definitely is hope. You know, we are humans. We take on behaviors, you know, when we are very young, because it helps us to cope. It becomes our coping mechanisms. And sometimes what happens is, you know, being toxic is a coping mechanism. But the moment you get to that point of awareness that, yes, I am a toxic person, you can definitely change.
Another one here saying, I want to get help, but that would mean I'm saying my mother is toxic and I feel bad about dealing with this issue. What advice can you give me if the toxic relationship is with a parent? How do you know when to draw the line and say enough is enough? Because you feel they have a right over you, so you can never say no to them.
This is, you know, a very important question, Ijaz, because at times when it comes, you know, to grown-up adult children, they have the sense of responsibility and the sense of, you know, respect that we need to have for our parents. So the first step is admitting that you are dealing with a toxic parent. That is the very, very important step that you need to do, is admit that I do have a toxic parent and I'm dealing with a toxic parent. You know, at times the child grows up believing the world is bad and against them because that's what the toxic parent fed you with. You know, they feed you with this whole concept, with this whole belief that they are the only ones that are sincere and you can only depend on them and everybody else is against you. And then what happens is one day you wake up and you realize that I'm dealing with a toxic parent. So it becomes very hard for you to admit that you're dealing with this parent because now you have to admit to yourself that, you know, most of what they fed you was a lie. It's like dealing with a death. Because it is a death of a relationship dynamic of trust and beliefs. But admitting and getting help and creating some kind of distance is very important. You know, at times your toxic parent, this is very important because the few clients that I deal with that are dealing with, you know, toxic parents will say that the best way forward is for your toxic parent not to even know that you're getting the help. Because while you're getting the help, you are still weak and vulnerable to their influence. So they can influence you against the person that is supporting you or the people that are supporting you. So when it comes to, you know, to the parent dynamic, when children, adult children, are trying to express their feelings, a toxic parent would sometimes, you know, would sometimes say something like, that is disrespectful. I've never spoken to my parents in that way. The child is not disrespectful. All they're doing is expressing their feelings in a healthy manner. But because that, you know, that rug of dysfunction has been there for so long and the child growing up was not allowed to express their feelings and everything was just pushed under this rug of dysfunction. So that when they become adults also, it's difficult for them to express. But once they start therapy and once they see that healthy expression is good, they're going to get this from the parent that you are being disrespectful. Islam teaches you to respect your parents. Yes. Of course, Islam teaches you to respect your parents. But then again, in the same vein, you know, when we look at it, we are expressing ourselves to our parents as to what's going on with us internally. You know, certain behaviors are hurting us. That is extremely healthy because now the parent then knows how to move forward from here. And the end goal is always to have harmony in a relationship.
Here's a message coming on the WhatsApp saying, so sad to hear of a parent being called toxic. Parents only want the best for their children. Quran says don't even say oof to parents.
That is, you know, that is very true. And, you know, as we've mentioned, you know, earlier on, that this is going to trigger a lot of people. And Ijaz, the sad reality is that, you know, there are so many parents that are toxic out there. You know, as a coach, as a therapist, we deal with these type of people all the time. You know, for other people to understand that, okay, we are calling some parents toxic, you know, and that alone is disrespectful. How can you call a parent toxic? But you get a lot of narcissistic, toxic parents as well. And what they want is to gain full control of their children, even their adult children. They demand their attention. They believe that they know better than you. They will do things to undermine you. You know, they lie about things. They accuse you about things. And only the child that is going through it knows exactly what they are going through.
This one says, Assalamu alaikum. How will we know if we are toxic? I've got a close family friend and an elderly mum who make me feel guilty when I can't do things for them. In return, my family gets upset with me for always trying to help do what they need me to do.
Ijaz, you know, it's everything that we've said about, you know, the characteristics of toxic, you know, toxic parents, siblings. Those go for, you know, just everyone that feels that maybe I could be toxic. You know, it's recognizing that when you're looking at people or when you're sitting with people, how are you dealing with them? You know, are you respecting people? Are you respecting their boundaries? Are you constantly undermining people? Is it always about you? Are you never taking other people's feelings into consideration? Are you always blaming other people? You know, do you never apologize? maybe then, you know, you need to go back and look, you know, could I be toxic? When I'm with people, am I draining their energy? Are people wanting to stay away from me all the time? Then you need to self-reflect and see what is going on. And even though we say that, yes, these are toxic people, you know, it's just a label that, you know, that we're putting onto people just so that, you know, we can understand certain behaviors better. But that doesn't mean that you cannot change. That doesn't mean that there is no hope for you. There definitely is all of that. Again, awareness is the first step to any kind of change.
This one saying, assalamu alaikum, interesting topic. I won't say my husband is always toxic, but he definitely has those qualities. He has this way of making me feel bad for everything to an extent that I'm always apologizing, even if I've done nothing wrong. He won't ever admit if he does something wrong. Rather, he'll turn it into my fault. Another thing is, for example, this morning we overslept and he was about 5 minutes late for work, so he was in a bad mood. I tried to cheer him up by being bright and happy, but he had to make some uncool remarks picking on me, and that way my whole mood was spoiled, even though I wasn't in a bad mood to start with. Then he just leaves for work and I'm stuck in this awful feeling like I'm the bad one. How do I deal with this? I find myself being scared of him in many ways, because if I try to talk to him, I'm always made to feel like I'm at fault. Jazakallah khair.
You know, many, many people find themselves in that situation with spouses. And the best thing that you can do for yourself is manage your reactions, you know, because this is not about you. This is about him. And yes, you're saying that he does, you know, display some of these toxic traits. Sometimes what happens is that it's not that the person is toxic. It's just that they don't know and they haven't learned how to take responsibility for their own feelings. So instead of, you know, looking at themselves and being responsible that I did this, they would rather shift the blame because it makes them feel better. Shifting the blame onto your spouse just makes you feel better because you can't handle, you know, taking responsibility for being the one that is inefficient, for being the one that feels inadequate. And this again goes back to, you know, the parent-child dynamic when you were young. This is how probably your parents made you feel. So when you are big and when you are older and an adult, what happens is what you want to do is protect yourself from ever feeling that again. So you keep on shifting the blame. So in this instance, you know, to this listener, I would say that this is not about you, this is about him. Yes, if he's making you feel bad about, you know, about what he says, what happens is in that instance, what you've got to do is look at yourself and say that, you know what, within myself, my own moods are determined based on external circumstances. So how can I get to a point where I'm not, you know, shifting my mood on a daily basis based on what my husband or anybody else says? How can I ground myself in who I know I am? Because I am an efficient wife. I am somebody who apologizes when I do something that is not supposed to be done or when I think I've done something wrong. So you've got very good value systems. You've got a good grounding, but now you've got to start believing in yourself that you are efficient and you are worthy.
This one's saying, only adult kids going through this know what it's all about. Another one saying, assalamu alaikum, Brother Ijaz. We know that toxic people are always negative people. The word toxic is a harsh word, hence the negative impact, hurt and insensitivity on a positive soul. People who are toxic wear you down and their presence and aura are very draining and gloomy. I think the rule of make an exception applies to parents and siblings. One can try their best to help their parents and siblings to make them aware of their character and moods. As for others, an arm's length is what's best for the positive soul to stay free from a toxic soul.
Absolutely. That is absolutely brilliant. You know, because it has to stay away from people that are not family. It's more, it's like easier. You know, you just stay away, you detach, you keep your distance, you can limit the interaction with them. But when it's somebody that is so close to you, a parent, a sibling, a child, a spouse, how do you do that? You cannot do that all the time. You know, but creating boundaries, making them aware, expressing your feelings in a healthy manner, knowing that, yes, they are going to call you disrespectful, knowing that they're going to turn everything around on you, knowing that, you know what, they're going to manipulate you and change and distort your words, but still you being that person that is always at the back of your mind, setting this intention for a higher level of human refinement. And when you set that intention, you are not carrying around with you resentment, because via therapy, you are working through all the hurt that was created, so your resentment is getting less. And when you are coming from that point of, you know, I'm simply expressing myself in a healthy way because I want this relationship to be harmonious, everything changes.
Samia, you do recall that we don't make resolutions, but we decided that 2019, we're going to be asking the hard questions. We're going to make breakthroughs for people that have been, you know, pushing things aside. And as this topic indicates that we have already in the show alone, there have been many parents that have realized that how they're being is not ideal, and they're going to look to make changes. And here's an interesting one I've got here. It says, Salams, I have a toxic child. He bullies his siblings by calling them names, and it impacts on their self-esteem. Doesn't respect them and even lies to get out of trouble. He'll never admit he's wrong. How do I correct his behavior? I've tried so many things, but nothing helps.
You know, he's still a child. So what the parent needs to do there is every disruptive behavior is a cry for an unmet need. So the parent needs to go in and see what is the unmet need of this child and how can I best serve them. And the moment you realize that with a child, you know, when you are meeting their needs, not their wants, their emotional needs, suddenly the child changes. That's what happens. So it's always, you know, an unmet emotional need that the parent is not even aware of that displays itself as this kind of toxic behavior.
Okay, there's so many more questions that we can ask, Samia, and there's many on Facebook and WhatsApp that we have, but there's an ad break, I understand. How long is it yet? Last ad break? 2 minutes. Okay, so we'll ask this last question. It's saying, yeah, it's easy to ditch toxic friends, but how do you ditch toxic family members, especially if family means the world to you? One of the major sins is to break family ties, so ditching that person is not even an option. Help.
Absolutely. It really isn't an option, you know, just to forget about them completely. And, you know, everything that we have been talking about, you know, on close relationships, close family members that are toxic, is setting that healthy boundaries. Again, if you see that it's really getting to you and, you know, when you are with them, you are really drained and you feel like helpless and powerless when you are in front of them and with them and in their space, then getting that help for yourself, you know, via some form of therapy, creating that inner circle of yours that's going to uplift you and encourage you to be a better person and to heal those wounds that were created is going to change that dynamic for you. So when you are stronger, it becomes easier for you to then deal with the toxic beloved spouse, child, you know, parent or sibling.
Last one I'm going to read out. Samia says, Salam, sometimes when you try and stay away, they, the toxic person, always uses the excuse you're breaking family ties.
Yes, that is, you know, that is something that they are going to say, that it is you breaking family ties. And the intention is not to break family ties. The intention is just to create a bit of space so that you can, you know, heal yourself from everything that is going on inside of you. And making the other person aware that this is not about me breaking family ties. This is about me just taking some time for me to reflect on everything that is going on and being absolutely truthful. Again, the thing is, you know, we skirt around issues. We're not truthful when we are in our communication with other people. Mm. That this is exactly how I feel about the relationship that the two of us are in.
Yeah.
And something needs to be done about this. So I'm willing to do things. I wonder how you feel about this.
Mm.
You know, and the toxic person is not going to always understand what you're trying to say because, again,
yeah,
remember, they are always correct. You are the one that's always wrong.
100%. Samia, we're going to have to leave it there. We've run out of time. It's been fascinating discussing this topic, and we know that we've helped many people, inshallah, today. So we thank you for your time, and inshallah, we continue next week for another fascinating discussion. Have a wonderful week going forward.
Jazakallah so much to you, Ijaz, and for all the interaction that came through. And inshallah, yes, I do hope that this has helped many people.
Inshallah, it will have done so. Samia, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi, Ijaz.
That's it, the close of the conversation for today. Jazakallah for all the interactions, and we'll be back tomorrow for another installment. And yeah, we're hoping that many lives will change, inshallah, with the topics that we discuss. From Ziad, from Ronald, from Samia, and myself, Ijaz, it's assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.